And now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Well, the official countdown to Lent has begun. The strange names for the next three Sundays are a dead giveaway. Septuagesima tells us that we are roughly 70 days from Easter. Sexagesima, next Sunday, marks roughly 60 days, and then Quinquagesima will be 50 days to Easter. That brings us right up to Ash Wednesday, which marks 40 days before Easter, not counting Sundays. Why do we need such a countdown, you might wonder? Well, long before the rise of modern psychology, the church understood that if you were going to enter into a period of discipline, in which you will forego certain things, you will need to gear up for such discipline. In other words, since we know that it's hard to quit something cold turkey, we count down to that day in preparation. With that in mind, note the subject matter for our epistle lesson today. Here we have St. Paul comparing the Christian life to two different athletic competitions, a boxing match and a race. We'll pass over the first metaphor, as interesting as that might be, to consider the metaphor of the race. The Christian life is like a race, and the season of Lent is essentially viewed as a microcosm of that life. Since we're obviously not talking about a 100-meter dash, it may be helpful to think of it in terms of a marathon. I've never actually been in a marathon, that may or may not surprise you. So I did a little bit of research this week, to see how one would prepare for such a thing. There were three common themes which came up in my research. First, you need to start preparing weeks in advance. One doesn't just roll out of bed one morning and say, "I think I'll go run a marathon." Second, you need to build up your endurance. You can start out running as far as you can and then keep adding to that until you build up and are ready to run the full marathon. Thirdly, you have to make sure that you eat the right foods to fuel your body to endure. When St. Paul picks up on this racing metaphor, he's drawing on common ideas such as these. I would assert that in our lesson, he gives us three directions for running the race of the Christian life, which we're applying distinctly to the Lenten season. First, we need to run with effort. Along these lines, he tells us, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain." Here's where the Christian life is a bit different from an average race. Everyone who crosses the finish line in the Christian life will win the prize. This is why the concept of a marathon is helpful. Of course, someone wins the marathon, but completing the marathon is in itself an accomplishment. So it is with the Christian life. But in spite of this, the apostle tells us that we ought to run the race to win. We ought to exert ourselves as if there will be only one winner, even though we know that completing the race is a prize in itself. We are to run that we might obtain the prize. During the season of pre-Lent, we need to prepare ourselves for such exertion. For example, we ought to start building up our stamina in prayer. Maybe we'll start with a few minutes a day, or maybe we start with morning prayer and build up to morning and evening prayer during Lent. Or perhaps we ought to think of this in terms of preparing our souls with the right diet. What is the proper food that we will need to fuel us in this marathon called Lent? Well, the Holy Scriptures are at the center of that. Our Lord taught us that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Here again, maybe we start building up, reading a few verses a day and build up to several chapters. We need to run with effort, and we need to start preparing now. Secondly, the apostle tells us to run the race with temperance. He says specifically in our text, "And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate." Temperance is an old-fashioned word that we don't use much these days. Maybe that's because of the temperance movement in the 20th century. I don't know. The word temperance refers to the concept of self-control, especially as it regards abstaining from certain foods or drink. Runners will often forego foods before a race that would make them sluggish, and sometimes they would also forego alcoholic beverages. As you well know, Lent always contains a certain level of abstinence. In the old days, Christians would band together to forego certain types of food during Lent. That included usually the most luxurious and sweet foods. These days, we tend to personalize this. You'll hear someone say something like, "I'm giving up sweets for Lent," or "I'm giving up alcohol for Lent." The idea, of course, is that we give up something that we really enjoy, not something that you don't care about in the first place. In fact, I had someone tell me one time they were giving up broccoli for Lent. Not really much of a sacrifice for most of us. But even more importantly, what we're called to forego or abstain from in Lent is sin. It is sin that often derails us from the race of the Christian life. How often do we find ourselves flat on our faces, struggling to get up after committing some trespass? St. Paul employed the same metaphor in this regard when he wrote to the Hebrews, "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." Sin is really what we need to abstain from so that we can finish our race. Third and finally, the apostle tells us to run with endurance. He writes in our text, "Now they run to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it unto subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be cast away." Athletes compete for a prize. Runners in those days endured to receive a crown. The crown that was won at the Isthmian Games, which were located very near the city of Corinth where this letter was written, their crowns were made of pine branches. As you might imagine, pine branches only last for so long. But as Christians, we run the race of the Christian life with endurance because there is a far greater crown at the end of the race. It is incorruptible. This crown is a metaphor for eternal life. No matter how long our journey, no matter how difficult the track, no matter how many times we stumble, we get up and keep going because we recognize that at the end of this race, there is eternal life. And this prize is granted to all who endure. Everyone who crosses the finish line is granted access to the new heavens and the new earth. That is the goal for which we run, and it is worth all of our blood, sweat, and tears to make it to the end. So on this Sunday, as we begin counting down to the season of Lent, this season is likened to a race which we must run with effort, temperance, and endurance. By the grace of God, let us humbly and prayerfully prepare ourselves for this race. And as we run the race of the Lenten season, we will really be building up ourselves to complete the entire Christian life. At the end of Lent will be the Easter celebration. At the end of life, we will embark on the eternal Easter feast. May God help us to live in such a way that at the end of Lent and at the end of our lives, we might say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Amen. And now let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he said it is more blessed to give than to receive.